Welcome back to Punch Drunk Nerd, the podcast where three friends, three amigos, three bambinos come together to talk about nerd shit. And I'm here in Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, everybody. I'm Luis Gonzalez, and with me is
Miguel Sanchez
and Deadpool.
And every week we talk about nerd news, we talk about what we're into. And this week we're doing a feature discussion on Madame Web. That's right. Madame Web is the latest iteration in Sony's Spider-Verse movies. And we're going to talk about that now that it's finally released on VOD, because we definitely didn't watch it in theaters. So we're going to talk about Madame Web. If you're interested in hearing about Madame Web right away, go down to the description. We got the time code. Go to YouTube. We got the time code there as well. Just jump right forward. If not, we have some non-spoilery discussions. We have some news we can talk about right away. So we're going to jump right into the news. The first big news thing we want to talk about is Batman. What's happening with Batman, guys?
It's been delayed. It's been delayed.
It's being delayed. It's being delayed
by a whole year.
By a whole year. It's going to be pushed to 2026, meaning it's arriving 4.5 years after the first film.
I think movies getting delayed for like a year, you're like, okay, like, or games, that happens a lot, you know? Like, yeah. Okay, delay it, that means that could mean good things, you know?
You're being thorough.
Yeah, but I do think it's wild that 4.5 years after the movie came out, you're releasing the sequel. Like, yeah. I guess it's not that crazy. Like, if you think some of the big blockbuster movies you've seen in your lifetime, like, there's sometimes a pretty good gap.
Yeah, but like when that first one is such a hit.
Yeah,
and they didn't have the sequel lined up.
Officially. Yeah.
So.
Like, you know, Terminator 2, Alien 2, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There was gaps there. But I guess in this like day and age when you kind of just like expect like a churn and burn of these franchises.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It is like, whoa, we're kind of taking our time here.
I mean, with Marvel has kind of unfortunately trained us to be like, well, you like that? 2 more years, something else is going to come up. And that's how long it takes. Like this Fantastic Four movie. They announced the whole cast and it's going to be out in 2 years. And I was like, 2 years? That's a little soon. Like, I feel
we need
a little bit of time for like the story and the graphics. Like, look how beautiful Dune looks. And then we're going to just all these things for Fantastic Four. And it's just like 3 years is fine. I think with the whole Warner Brothers and whole like chain with James Gunn, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's kind of pushed
that year. They have the Penguin series on the way too. So he may have just been like fiddling with that.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe they're actually genuinely building towards something spectacular. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm hoping. You know what I mean?
You guys know I love that movie. Like
Miguel loved the movie. It was on Miguel's top 10 more than Ed. It was my number two.
No, I think you're misremembering because I
misremember. That's right.
I seem to remember feeling let down. Let down from the Batman a little bit, so.
And I loved it.
Yeah, I want the next one to be even better. You know what I mean?
I hear it's going to be as good as The Dark Knight.
Shut the fuck up.
They're already saying it's as good as The Dark
Knight. They're already saying that they're never, not even filmed yet. They're like, it's better than The Dark Knight.
All right, well, I guess there's not really much to say because there is not really much to say except we just got to wait a little longer, but, you know. Yeah.
Also, we just had the 2 year anniversary of the Batman, which was like our first pod. So it's relevant, you know.
And think about where we'll be in when does it come out? 2026?
My new child is going to be 2 years old.
We'll have 200 subscribers on YouTube.
We're aiming for the stars, you guys.
For the stars. But realistically. Realistic stuff.
Let this be a reminder to you to please like, subscribe, and to comment in our podcast. Listen, we're young but strong.
And when you guys comment, remember to be kind. You know what I mean?
That's right. Be kind. If you have nothing nice to say, you know what? Don't say it at all. I hear that in a podcast.
But keep it to yourself.
I was listening to a podcast. They were like, if you have something bad to say, you know, never mind. Like what? Can you do that? Can you just
You know what? Just don't.
I get it. What, you know? Who has the energy? You know, it's like I listen to this pod and I'm mad. I'm good and mad. Let me write a message.
I will say, in 2 years, we got one negative comment. Like that wasn't too bad. You know what I mean?
Not bad. And it, you know what?
It could be worse.
It's an accurate. qualm. But we'll try better, but be ourselves.
Yeah, we'll internalize that and like really work through it.
Yeah, I've really clearly been taking it well.
I've really been trying to keep quiet, but I've failed already. We have some more news here. Kinds of Kindness, Yorgos Lanthimos' new film confirmed for June. You might be asking, who the hell is Yorgos Lanthimos? Well, buddy.
I'm not.
Yorgos just released Poor Things, an Oscar-nominated movie. He also did Lobster. He also did...
The Favorite.
The Favorite, and he did the Nicole movie. Which one?
Dogtooth, and then Killing of the Sacred Deer.
Killing of the Sacred Deer. Thank you.
You knew those. We knew those.
We all knew those. And
we all knew them. We were big fans.
It's going to bring back some fan favorites from Poor Things. Emma Stone's coming back. Willem Dafoe's coming back. We also got some new additions. Jesse Plemons, a pod favorite.
Yes.
Margaret Qualley. Oh, is that Margaret Qualley? Oh, wow. Okay.
She was in Poor Things, right?
Yes, she was. She was in Poor Things.
Right? She was the other Bella Baxter.
Yes. Okay. Wait, wasn't Pedro Pascal also in this list or no? There was like a list where I was like, everybody here is going to be getting an Oscar.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
Okay, well, he's not on this list. Who else is on this list, Ed?
I'm just trying to see who I recognize. Hong Chao, right? I want to say that what was that Matt Damon movie where they shrunk them down?
Downsizing. Oh, is that who that is?
And she's in Inherent Vice, I think.
Okay, great.
God, I hope I'm right.
I'll say this. If you're talking about that person, in Downsizing, everyone always acts like the second half of that movie sucks. But she's super prevalent in that movie, and I like her in that movie.
And she was in The Whale, too. The Whale, The Menu,
I'm
Watchmen.
Talking about Downsizing, Ed.
Okay, but she was in Downsizing, too. Well, yeah, she was the one who was getting the only buzz about that film.
That's The Whale?
If I recall. No, Downsizing, sorry.
Oh.
I'm talking about Downsizing, Miguel.
Now you're back on it. All right, I'm just trying to make sure I'm paying attention.
It's a journey. It's a journey. I just wanted to make sure I was right. So yeah, anyway, that's a fun cast. And apparently Yorgos and Emma Stone did three projects, like two secret projects while they were doing Poor Things. So that's why this movie is coming out so quickly. It's because they were already developing this film. And I think there's one other that might be a short. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway. You all right?
Yeah, the lights in my hotel just turned off. I don't know why that happened.
Oh, they're like, it's like a motion sensor. Motion. They think you're asleep. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, well.
Night. Yeah. Anyway.
Don't check us out on YouTube where you can see Luis's dimly lit face.
Ed, do we have any details on what this movie's about?
No.
Great.
We should expect a trailer soon. It's coming out June 21st. Okay. This summer. So it was just announced. So
all we can talk
done.
About is the Twitter, excuse me, the X post that Searchlight Pictures put out of the release. And it's all very colorful text. I would say.
Yeah.
All right. Colorful text. Tune in. Now we're going to go into our trailer portion where we react about trailers. What's so funny? Were you going to talk more about Yorgos Lanthimos?
You said colorful text, like that was the title of the
that
movie.
That was the title of it.
Anyway,
colorful text, check it out in theaters.
It's called Kinds of Kindness. Okay. I will see that anyway.
His follow-up, colorful text. No. Just a reminder, if you're still interested in seeing Madam Web, go down to the description below. We're going to do that. The only reason I'm reminding you is we're going to talk a hell of a lot of trailers. We got so many trailers to talk about. You might be like, are they going to get to Madam Web?
We have a lot of trailers. First off, did any of us watch Furiosa?
I didn't watch Furiosa.
I skipped it. I'm not doing it.
I skipped it too.
Okay. So there's a new Furiosa trailer out there. Go check it out.
I don't recommend you checking it out.
Don't check it out.
We're making a choice not to watch it. Well,
I said this in the Dune podcast. I was surprised at Dune 2 and 3 trailers. at how much they revealed. And it's like, I'm already on the fence if I want to see this movie. I don't need something to spoil something. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Or be misled or whatever.
Did you like Mad Max Fury Road? Did you like the character Furiosa? Do you like Anya Taylor-Joy? Just fucking go see the movie. You know what I mean?
See the movie, yeah.
There it is.
So anyway, there's a new trailer out for that, and that's coming out May 24th. So what I was gonna say, of the remaining trailers, we all watch them, yes?
I believe so.
Okay. So let's all just pick the one we're most excited about.
Oh,
we can lead with that.
Okay.
So Luis, you pick one first.
Fine, I'll pick one first. Alien Romulus. That's the one.
Let's go, Luis. Thank you for saying it.
This is directed by who, Ed?
I love it. If I may, Luis, let me take fucking over. I've got all my fucking notes on pen and pad.
No, this guy, he directed Evil Dead. He directed the new Evil Dead movies. And
recent one, though. He didn't do Evil Dead Rises, I don't think.
Oh, excuse me, Ed. You're right. He didn't do Evil Dead Rise, but he did direct.
Fight.
He did.
Fight.
He did direct. He did direct the other Evil Dead movie.
Fede Alvarez.
Thank you, Fede Alvarez. And I'm liking the vibe. I'm liking how horror, like how it looks like a scary movie. There's blood. It looks intense. It looks serious. What's the story? I don't know. Maybe the story is going to be shit. But just from the trailer in itself, I'm here for it. It looks intense. I'm ready for things to be scary. And here we go. Let's go hard scary.
Now, I didn't pick up on all these things that I'm about to say. I'm just repeating them from the internet, okay?
Oh, okay.
But someone on the internet today was like, oh, you know what? I think they're adapting the Alien Isolation game, part of that story, into this movie.
Okay.
I played that game on the PS4. Ed played it a little bit with me, although it's been a while.
I got it for him.
That's right. It was a birthday present so many years ago.
That's right.
I love that game. It's a story of Ripley's daughter, Amanda. And there's a couple of like hints in the trailer that it's like her daughter. Because there's like, if you remember the Alien movies, there's like a whole time jump, right? She's like in cryo sleep or whatever through several bits of the movies.
Right.
And so they're insinuating that there's a portion of her life where, you know, she was gone away and her daughter grew up and became her own person.
Okay.
If you've seen the director's cut of Aliens, you meet her daughter because she's like dying as Ripley wakes up. Oh. Well, she's already died.
Very interstellar. You know,
very interstellar. Yeah. Yeah. Check out the director's cut of Aliens if you want to.
But I'll say this, I love an alien movie, and I love an alien movie when it's good. So I'm kind of hoping.
What? What a controversial opinion.
You come to Punch Drunk Nerd for these hot takes, okay?
No, if you haven't seen the trailer, it looks good. It looks fun. It looks horrific. It looks bloody.
It looks
like it's taking stuff seriously.
On brand.
Yeah, on brand. Yeah,
on brand. I mean, I hate the face huggers. Like, if. But it was anything that scared me more than the alien.
Oh.
It was the face hugger.
Oh, I see.
I thought you had like creative differences on the face huggers. I thought you were like, no, not for me.
The face huggers aren't really for me.
What they would really be would be.
No, they just terrified me as a child.
No, they're terrifying.
But I do hope it seems like they're going with like a little bit more practical, but like the look of the CGI face huggers I'm a little iffy on, and maybe that's just me.
First trailer though, yeah, I feel like we have seen this before, yeah. Where
yeah.
that first trailer is like a little, they're just kind of rushing it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I remember in Alien Covenant. I mean, I've only seen that movie once, and maybe I could revisit it, but I just remember the alien itself looking like shit. So that was disappointing, and I just don't want them to cartoon it up. You know, the fun thing about Alien and Aliens was the practical effect of it, and you could like,
there's,
you know,
that one shot where that thing wrapped around the alien
thing out of its mouth.
Yes,
yo, I liked that shit. I was like, okay, because I went through all those Alien movies, and I feel like that never happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like that. We'll see how it goes, but I like that they're insinuating that maybe they.
They usually just kind of cast aside the whole face hugger thing. They allude to it because, like, people already know what it is.
They're the intro. You know what
I mean? Yeah. David Johnson, he's the actor who was in Rye Lane. Who
love that
you
movie,
know, the movie.
Way.
Yeah, I know. Your favorite movie of last year.
No, don't put words in my mouth. I just said I love the movie, okay?
Your favorite movie of last year, you bitch.
Ooh, right.
Or at least it would be if you gave it a try, you know what I mean?
I fucking did, didn't I?
Did you?
Didn't I?
Did you give it a try? Did you watch
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
Rye Lane.
Rye Lane. Yes.
Rye Lane. Rye Lane. Rye Lane.
I don't remember that.
Alien Romulus coming to theaters August
16th. Gaslight if you right now.
Check it out. It's going to be Romulific. Ed, what movie are you interested in?
Don't fucking say it.
Don't say it, Ed.
I'm not allowed to. What is the point?
Don't like anything.
What is the bloody point? All right, I'm going to talk about In a Violent Nature then.
Right. Oh, I want to talk about this one. Let's go.
I was curious about this when I heard about the synopsis, and then I guess it opened up at South By. Or it's opened up at somewhere and it got some reviews.
Okay.
And then they just dropped the trailer today. So this is a movie from IFC Films, and it's basically a slasher film, but told through the perspective of the serial killer.
Slasher.
Of a slasher.
Right.
So it gives these very Jason Voorhees vibes. 100%. Visually, it struck me, and I'm curious about it. So, there are a lot of shots in this trailer that I'm just like, ooh, like spicy kind of slasher stuff.
Away, I didn't know what the movie was going to be about. I just read the title, and I assumed it was going to be some like ultra serious, you know what I mean, like A24 type, not A24, but you know what I mean, like just like Oscar baity whatever movie, because we're in that season. The season just ended, but when I played the trailer and it's a lot of shots of the back of this character, I was like, that's fucking Jason Voorhees. This is a Friday the 13th movie, and at the very end of the trailer, he's gonna like get the mask or whatever. And then I'm just saying, that's what I thought
was
gonna
happen.
That always
happens, I know.
But you can see why I thought that. There's a lot of like the lake
really
shot.
Does look,
you know,
like
I mean?
I thought it was too.
The camp, he's like beating the bitch.
I had to look at
the
description.
You know what I mean?
I was like, what? Wait, did I miss
that?
Something?
Is Jason Voorhees? Yeah. You know what I mean? But then when they were like, oh, it's like a take on the slasher flick, I was like, okay.
Like a 70s like, slasher flick, you know?
Yeah. So then it's like, then it's just a vibe and it could be anything. You know what I mean? It doesn't, it's not tied down to some specific lore. So that kind of caught my attention, and I was curious about it. So I was glad it was thrown on the list. I was not expecting to be so hyped about this movie.
No, I was surprised, honestly. So yeah, no, it just looks fun. I'm glad.
Comes out May 31st.
You guys were on board.
May 31st, coming out soon as well. We got some movies just coming out. It's a time for the movies. Miguel, what movie, what trailer got your attention?
Guys, I'm gonna talk about a video game. Okay.
Don't you fucking say it.
I today they also released a trailer for 1943 Rise of Hydra. This is a Captain America Black Panther team up video game. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry. I'm accidentally playing the trailer. I'm trying to get info on it.
What studio is
fuck
doing
it? I already lost it. Already lost it, Luis. Luis, jump in.
Okay. This is back in the 1943. Captain America. So it's not the Black Panther.
Skydance New Media, and Marvel Games share an original story. You guys.
I'm screaming in my ear. No, I don't.
Sorry. Okay.
Continue. Yeah, they're sharing a traditional new story.
Original story where an ensemble of four heroes must overcome their differences. It's 1943. It's kind of, you know, set back when. Early Captain America days, and it's also like the one of the earlier Black Panthers, so it's not T'Challa, who we know from the current MCU movies. It's an ancestor from before. I don't have that in front of me. Did you guys watch this trailer?
Yeah,
I did.
I'm not a fan of the cinematic trailers with no gameplay. Like, so yeah. I can't really gauge, like, is this a game I'm gonna play? I can't tell you that right now. But as far as cinematics go, it looked pretty good. And I loved the acting in it. I loved the two voice actors for Captain America and Black Panther.
And they are?
Fuck you guys. All right. You just Google it. All right.
I like the mouth. Sometimes the mouth CGI is bad and in video games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And here in the cinematic, I mean, I know it's just a trailer, so we'll see what it looks like in gameplay.
Yeah.
But here it looked good. I don't know about the Captain America. I feel like he looks a little bit too much like of a mean dude.
He looks like the guy from the Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes, that's what I thought too.
The evil Captain America. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little, so like, when, a little annoying. You,
a little bit of a
when
dick.
When we first...
Instead of, like, yeah.
What'd you say about his little dick? What'd you say?
A little bit of a dick. I said a little bit of a dick. He looked
sure. Sorry, no, I miss her.
Super soldier with a little dick.
Well, that's what testosterone does to you, okay? The first time I heard about this game was during Avengers. Luis, you remember when they released the Avengers game a couple years back? And it was just panned, and it was like, it was not good. And then they were like, oh, we're also doing another Avengers game. It's Captain America. It's not the same studio, but it's like another Captain America and Black Panther. Black Panther was also in the Avengers game. And I just remember feeling like, I just don't think we need this right now.
Yeah.
But I was genuinely surprised by this trailer. It did look like a lot of fun. The story seems compelling. The characters seem fun. And I liked the takes on both of them. I think we'll see how it goes.
I like the fresh story, you know, what they're bringing to the table. Yeah. It's something new, it's something we haven't seen, and it makes sense. It lines up well.
Depending on the gameplay, I mean, it seems cool, like, that it's going to take place during World War II and all of that, and that kind of environment, that kind of technology. So it's kind of limited in that regard, but it's Captain America, so that'll be fun to play as. I'm assuming this is, you know.
I don't know. That Avengers game was not great. So, right, like, sure. If I'm sitting here thinking that's my Captain America gameplay, it could get a little boring. So I need to see what they're doing, you know.
I didn't like, and I'm sure this is just kind of like canon, but I didn't care for Black Panther's cape.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe I'm just not used to it.
But sure. Well, it's also a different take. Regal. You know what I mean?
No, that's sure. But that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like I'm sure there are iterations where he does have a cape and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially in the older versions of the character. So that was surprising. And
I think it's more of a regal take than I'm like Batman or Superman who has a cape. You know what I mean? I think
it's a cape.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of iterations,
I
saw two different versions of this trailer today. I guess they also released it at like some sort of event because the final scene of the trailer is Captain America and Black Panther finally meet. And of course, they're doing that like we're enemies thing. And it's Captain America, Black Panther suited up. And I saw an alteration where Black Panther had his mask off. And I thought that was really cool. Where it was like the king, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but whatever the ancestor the Black Panther of this version, like he was speaking to him like as himself. And so there's a line where he says, like, I take like orders from no one. And the first time I saw it, he was just Black Panther. Yeah. But then the second time I saw it and it was like without the mask, it was like, no, like this like regal ass king is like, no, you don't talk to me like that. I do what I want, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I thought it was a vibe.
I like that.
No, I guess I saw the one without the mask, I guess.
Oh, really?
No. With the mask.
When I watched it, it was the mask. And then I saw like a camera.
No, I watched it with the mask. Yeah. And then there's that like that scene where Cap is like holding his shield and he's holding up against it. Yeah. He was wearing his mask. Okay, well that's cool.
Yeah, I liked that. So that makes me go, okay, like how are we going to switch it up for the story when you actually play it? I don't know. You guys, I love video games. I love playing Marvel video games as much as I can. I'm hoping this one's good. I'll let you know.
Tune in. It's coming out 2025. What were you going to say, Ed?
I don't know.
Let's talk about...
Quick question.
Yes.
Louise, sorry. Can I just ask you to stand up and show us your sweater? Is it a sweater you're wearing?
Yeah, it's a sweater. It's
this Empire Strikes Back sweater?
Yeah.
Sorry, the corner of it, I saw the title. It struck me. I love that red font. Yeah. So, sorry. Nerded out for a second.
Go to YouTube.com or Spotify to look at my sweater. You like that? I didn't have enough money in my bank account, and then I was like, fuck it, I need this sweater. And I did, and I got this sweater.
Bless you.
And I've gotten many compliments. People say, oh, nice, I love that sweater I got it from.
And it's a good sweater. Yeah, nice. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
That's worth the money spent, right? Like, yeah, compliments. Exactly. Compliments.
Compliments, you know, is
that's a currency on its own.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like that Black Mirror episode where people like each other in real life. Have you seen that one where they're like...
It is like... Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
That video game's coming out 2025. We got to talk about one more trailer at least.
Okay. No.
I'd rather talk about The Acolyte.
The one I was going to talk about, Ed. What do you think I was going to talk about? I was.
You just talked about Empire Strikes Back. Like, yeah. Did you see what he was reading?
We're going to talk about
it. It was the whole thing, Ed. Cut it. Cut this bit.
No, we're going to talk about The Crow. No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk about The Acolyte. That's the new trailer. The Acolyte is basically about the Sith coming back. It's set hundreds of years before the prequels. It's talking about the High Republic, when the Jedi were at their highest and the bestest. listen, this is a whole new concept. Like, the High Republic Jedi has just been out for a few years. So they're finally taking this idea, this lore, this new thing that has nothing to do with George Lucas at all, building upon it. This is the first Disney Plus show. This is the first video, movie, TV iteration of any kind. It stemmed from books. And the Acolyte stems around, the Acolyte stems around the rise of the Sith.
Yeah. And yet it feels so familiar.
It feels right. So familiar compared to the other Disney Plus shows. And to be honest, guys, I'm going to say it, and I don't know if it's because I've watched too much movies and TVs now, but I don't really have a lot of hope for this show because I'm just tired of what the Disney Plus Star Wars look is giving us. Like, I'm just like...
Aside from Andor, right?
Everybody, aside from Andor, yes.
I know Miguel didn't like Andor, didn't see it.
My favorite episode was episode 6.
Defense of Menace.
No, I'm kidding. Andor's is the best that we've gotten.
Yeah,
the Disney Star Wars. I think it's just the aftertaste of Ahsoka, the aftertaste of all these other shows.
I get that.
Obi Kenobi. After just seeing what it looks like, just like the visual, it just doesn't look
so flat.
And it just feels like they're working in such a tiny space, like during the fight scenes and when they're moving and the blocking. It's like you have little room to move around. It doesn't feel as dynamic. It doesn't feel as explosive. You know, everything feels so slow and tamed. So I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I mostly agree. I'm apprehensive just because of all of the, like you said, all the shows, like Andor, I went out on a limb and started watching, especially after like the buzz really picked up. Like we did watch the first couple of episodes together and we were like, I don't know. And then like, holy shit.
By the end, I was like, oh, I can't believe Star Wars could be so good, you know?
But like, I will say two things for it. Carrie-Anne Moss.
That's Carrie-Anne Moss,
yes,
right?
Dude, that's the one thing. Yes.
That's what, one thing. I was just like, I want to see. I love
what,
that. Like,
you know,
she brings that, the gravitas that we need. And, you know, she just makes the whole scene
better.
Like, she's fighting assassins or whatever. But that, like, little skirmish steely-eyed that they had seemed pretty cool. Like, oh, yeah. And she didn't, like, break a sweat. Then, like, you know, I'm such a sucker. Just kind of like when Rise of Skywalker came out and they released that trailer and it had Palpatine's laugh at the end. And I kept saying, I don't want to watch the trailer. I really don't want to watch the trailer. I watched the trailer and the movie sucked. but, like, you know, I love me some, you know,
some Palpatine
versus Sith. Do you think that's Palpatine? I don't know. I feel like they're gonna go like Darth Pelagius or something.
Yeah, but I
like
that, think it should be.
That's what I was gonna say. Darth Pelagius.
Moment to not do Palpatine. It's hundreds. Yeah. I think 500 years. I don't really know. Year earlier, we need to find something. And that last shot.
We saw like, his rise. We saw his rise. Yes,
exactly.
Let's rise. Rise.
Right.
Thank you for your
rise.
You. So. Miguel, did you watch The Acolyte?
Yeah, I did watch the trailer. Guys, don't talk to me about Star Wars. You know what it is. I'm not into it.
But the poster I thought looked cool. Video game.
Well, I've said this before. I like playing in the world, but when the moment you take me out of it and I have to, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not for me, you know? I'm a Dune head. You know what I'm saying?
Dune. Okay.
Yo, Georgie, he stole it from Frank. Okay, like I saw Frank the comparisons.
Here. Well, this, right?
George,
this
you gotta even, pay your respects
even,
to Frank.
This isn't even from George. This is from a bunch of.
Fans. No, I hear what you're saying, but it's all from George. You know,
it's from Kathleen.
It's all from
yeah,
a galaxy
far.
Yeah.
Check out The Acolyte. Comes to Disney Plus one day before my birthday.
One last question before we put, what color lightsaber would you have? Go.
Oof.
Green. I mean,
green? Go ahead.
What's
Luis.
Wrong with green? That's very.
Like, no, Luis, he already took green. You can't have it. Go.
Oh, well, then if I took green, then I'll take blue. Fine. Classic. Blue?
Miguel, you're nice. Red. You fucking.
I'm red as fuck, baby. Dude, yeah, the moment I saw hell. Darth Maul. Y'all remember when Darth Maul did that? You know what I mean? I said,
He said, "Mama, I'm gonna be evil from now on." And you just like,
yeah. Your... No, I got I got Voldemort's wand from Universal when I went. All right,
you
hear
would.
Me?
Yeah,
I hear you. What is this? What's right. his spell? What does he say when he tries to kill Harry?
Hey,
I said Miguel. What?
Like a sneeze.
You couldn't help it.
Oh, that's it though. That's it. Like a sneeze. I love that because he has no nose. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He blew it off last time. Sorry, I didn't hear you say Miguel. I'm sorry.
I don't think I did. I think got I excited. Just said it in my head.
I went to Disney with my kid a year ago or a few months ago, and we walked right past the Star Wars land. You know what I mean? I was just like, yeah, you let's didn't get
the
going.
Millennium Falcon
you know
ride's mean? Kind of fun.
The amount of
disrespect you give it to Star Wars is unacceptable, though. I don't care. I'm disrespecting.
That's fine.
All right, Steven Escobar, you're hopping in next week to our 100th episode.
Oh, okay, let's bring... Okay. You know, Miguel can't be on the pod anymore, all right? Okay, I didn't realize I was under like some sort of fascist rule that I'm not allowed to... I'm not allowed to not enjoy Star Wars, okay?
Welcome to Reddit, buddy. You know what I mean? Reddit the podcast. All right, everybody, we're gonna move on to something a little bit happier, a little bit more inspiring. We're moving on to our feature discussion. Madame Web.
It's actually Madame Web.
Madame.
Madame Web. So, who stars in it? Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, Celeste O'Connor, Adam Scott, and Tahar Rahim. This is about Cassandra Webb. Cassandra Webb is a New York City paramedic who starts to show signs of clairvoyance. Ooh. Forced to confront revelations about her past, she must protect three young women from a mysterious adversary who wants them dead. This movie is now available on VOD. And guys, general thoughts. What do you think about Madame Webb?
Dakota Johnson, she picked this movie on money alone. Okay. They paid
her
money
her agent.
To
do
this.
You know that? She fired her
after
agent.
The fact. You know what I mean?
After the fact, yeah.
I don't understand how this movie got made. I don't understand how anyone signed on for it. But I tell you what, I had a good time.
Okay.
It was one of those movies. It was one of those movies where actually kind of fun. All right. Yeah.
I wasn't gonna talk about this till later. Is it a bad movie? Yes, it's a bad movie. I can go on and on about why I don't like it.
Yeah, but I have several favorite moments, you know what I mean?
Okay, first off, this movie does not need to be 2 hours long. Okay, this needs to be a tight hour and a half, hour 90. 25. 90 minutes.
I didn't feel so many times where I was just like, oh, this is so long.
When
like so many times throughout this film.
We can talk about it, but the moment she was like, guys, I have to go to Peru.
Peru for a week.
I was like, please turn this movie off. Okay. Like that we were so late in the film that she was like, I've got to internationally travel right
now.
That
guy was waiting for, oh, spoilers alert. Spoilers. If you haven't seen Madame Web, the guy was waiting for her for in Peru, waiting for her to come back. This movie's too long. The backstory of the villain is laughable. This is a terrible villain. The dialogue is so on the nose, eye-rolly. There is only exhibition. There is no heart. Once you get into the movie, it's like, I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. It's just like on that. So many tropes. Like, it's just the casting. I don't even think some of the casting doesn't even fit.
No.
They put spiders everywhere to let you know this is a Spider-Man movie.
But
they wouldn't dare mention the word Spider-Man or Spider-Man.
Or Peter Parker.
It's like the ceiling guy. Or like Peter Parker. Yeah.
I thought that was
kind
of
funny.
They kept calling
him the ceiling guy and stuff.
But then every time he showed up, he was dressed in basically Spider-Man's outfit.
He looked like a Las Vegas Spider-Man.
Yes.
Like, it looked over, like, it just looked baggy on him. Like,
the costumes are bad. All of them. All the costumes. Even
they
when
were
we saw
great.
The girl,
they were
the
not
women,
great.
When they were in their costume, that looked bad too. I think it just, this is the studio. I don't even blame the creator. Like, the person who directed this directed an episode of Succession. You know what I mean? So this person is capable. I think it's the studio mingling so much of like rewriting, repackaging. I mean, that villain guy, most of his dialogue was ADR. Like, there wasn't...
It looked dubbed. Yeah.
It looked
like
dubbed.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
If they were playing into this 2003 thing, okay? Like, it very much felt like a 2003 superhero movie.
Woof, yeah.
So you feel like, oh, it's a choice. You know what I mean? But then you walk away, and I remember feeling like I've seen this type of movie, and it doesn't feel fresh at all.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stakes, they just were like question marks the entire time. Like, what am I supposed to walk away from with this movie? You know what I mean?
I think it very much gives off a feel like it's what, like, the studio didn't have a lot of confidence in the idea of a female driven movie directed and starring, and especially a character that some people probably are kind of new to. So they just like stick to the old stuff, but old stuff is good, you know. But then they're surprised when it doesn't make money, you know what I mean? So they didn't give it everything, and you could feel that this was low budget, man. Like, you could just feel that they barely put anything into this. And I, like, incidentally, you were saying, like, I don't think it's down to the director. I don't think so either. I was just listening to a spoiler special podcast with her, like an interview with her. Mm-hmm. And she just sounds so, like, confident and earnest about, like, what
she
felt towards the character. And, like, the way she was describing it, it felt like such a better movie. You know, but you know that, like, she said that, like, the third act definitely had a lot of retooling, like, over and over again, that makes, like, things that happen earlier in the movie seem odd and obscure. Yeah, and just, like, random, if anything. Like, for instance, the bad guys, like, his visions of the girls killing him or whatever, like, all take place in his apartment, which makes you think, like, was it supposed to, like, the finale supposed to happen in his apartment? Like, he's brought them to that moment, but no, it didn't matter. It just took place outside Pepsi factory, which we'll get to. The whole setup to that final fight, it's just like, oh, we got to lead him to a fucking
firework factory,
off all the fireworks, hope that we trap him, and then jump onto a helicopter on the roof.
Yeah.
Like, what?
At that point, I was like, you know what? I've got work to do. I'm going to go work
at that
while
point,
I listen.
That was
you know what I mean? And I was like, this is, I don't need to lock into this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, hang on. Before we get to the moments that we didn't like, Can we talk about the moments that were kind of fun or funny? You know what I mean?
Well, I think they tie together. I mean, because they're terrible.
You want to do like a this or that?
Because like I wrote down a list of like just hilarious but stupid lines and quotes from different characters.
I already know one of them.
I bet
where
you do.
Where are my spiders? Shit, they took my spiders.
I didn't even ask that. I didn't even know.
That was the line. That was what I knew.
I cracked up.
When he said that line, I was like, this is this movie. Where are my
this
spiders?
This movie sucks.
Somebody's taking my spiders. I couldn't believe it. It's just, yeah, okay. I did like Dakota Johnson that one time when they were in the forest.
Are you saying yes, you did?
I liked her. This is the only time. I like her when she's upset and annoyed. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
She plays well. When she's like, what'd she say? Like, I don't know. Go get some squirrels. Can you guys hunt? Or what did you want?
She was like,
what'd you say?
So Sydney Sweeney was like, oh, that jerky's opened. We don't even know how whatever like expired it is. And she was like, well, I hope you're good at like catching squirrels. And I was like, okay, bitch. Okay.
Like, that's funny. I see you. That's funny.
But also in that same scene, Sydney Sweeney was like, I remember you. You saved my mom and then you made everything awkward. And she was like, that does
sound like me.
Sounds like me. I was like, yo, she's killing these moments. They're great. Like,
there's that moment.
That is comedy.
When she's talking about, she went to home and she looked at her books and she's like, Las Arañas. And she talks to her cat. Never heard of that before. It's like her whole reaction is just like,
oh man, like whenever they're talking to themselves in scenes throughout this movie, it's just like, just cringy. So cringy. It's just like there's so many deliveries that feel so wooden, but it comes across as like sarcastic. And everybody's like on the same note. It's just like, like you would just say, like, go catch some squirrels. Okay. Whatever. But like everybody is on that like level, I feel like. And that's what starts to get annoying because you don't have any variety in character. It's just like everybody sounds the fucking same.
When she picks him up from the diner and they're all in the cab, and I'm going to take a step back here. There's some sort of like, what's that like Stockholm syndrome happening? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Okay.
They almost immediately are like,
take to her.
Yes. And so she's like, what were you doing? And Sydney Sweeney's, I'm so sorry. Everyone's like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, you should be sorry. Okay. I saw your futures and you should be sorry. I was like, you have kidnapped these girls, okay? Like, who are you? They're in a stranger's car.
There's a scene earlier when they're in the car.
Okay, go ahead.
She did. There was a scene earlier in the cab where they're all, like, yelling. It's like, where are we going? What's happening? And she's like, the literal quote is like, your voices are drilling into the inside of my skull. Yeah.
I feel that. That's a neurotypical woman right there. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, stop!
Man, yeah. And also, just like, how does she keep driving around in these stolen vehicles? She has the taxi for like a week, it feels like.
She popped
like.
The license plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like also like a wrecked car. Yeah. Like, the hood is all busted and shit.
Yeah.
And then she steals an ambulance and is driving around in that.
And she goes, sorry, guys. Like, she just takes it.
Yeah, it's like that person that they were saving probably died.
Dead.
I think they were going for Peter Parker's mom. They were there for Peter Parker's mom, weren't they?
By the way, I must have missed the moment where they said that. I did not connect that Ben was Uncle Ben.
Ben Parker.
Ben Parker. I didn't even hear him say. I was just like, she introduced him. I was just like, they named him Ben, just like in Parks and Rec. Huh.
Ed. Like,
that's why they cast him. Hey, that's a Ben. Even, we should cast him.
Yeah. I didn't even connect the dots. And the whole time, I felt so bad for Adam Scott.
Adam Scott and kind of Emma Roberts a little bit too. Like,
dude, I just got like Emma Roberts.
What a throwaway role.
Money. You know what I mean? Both of them, when they were like, you pay me. Like, I wonder, they had to have been paid.
Yes,
at least
it was.
Two.
God.
That was so bad.
But that was kind of the charm of her character, right? Like, she's always saying some awkward shit.
No, it's not even her. I'm not talking about
it. It seems so deliberate. It's so forced.
And it's not like her. I'm talking about the whole cat, the whole scene, the whole ensemble, the whole thing. Like that was rough.
The getting to know the character because somebody asks a stupid, awkward questions like, "What's your best memory with your mom?" It's like,
okay, you know, oh, let's move on for now. And it's like, I hated that.
This is horrible exposition.
There's that one line. It's like, he can't stop. What's it called? Jumping around in there, or like, what was the line?
He's like bouncing around,
bouncing around.
A Spider-Man. No,
I didn't even connect those dots. That's the sad thing. I was just like, this is
not good.
That's why they rewrite it. They're like, we have to get them to connect these dots.
Yeah, exactly.
Connect these webs.
Failed. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my god!
No, I got lost.
Can I tell you all the fucking glass that breaks in this movie? Oh, like
I hated it.
It to look like a spider web. The bird hitting the glass. Somebody hit. Like they're like, ooh, it'll look like a spider web, and then it'll just like zoom in.
Take a shot every time.
Can we talk about this bad guy? Can we talk about the villain?
Yeah, he was terrible. Why was he not wearing shoes on the subway? Like when he first gets on the subway, he comes in through the doors, and the first thing I see is like, and
that is
there's a shot that cuts to his feet, and I was just like, why is he barefooted on the subway?
That is disgusting. Okay,
it's New York City subway, which looked clean as hell, by the way, and like had luxury seats. I don't know, but like, that's
These like premium AMC seats.
Yeah,
when she sat down.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Absolutely, dude. I was like, is that what they used to look like? You know what I mean? Like,
like this like cushion over time. You know? Yeah.
Dang, dude. Man.
And here's the thing, is like at no point, at least for me, and I'm the guy who didn't connect the dots that it was Ben Parker we were talking about, but like I couldn't tell you exactly what her power is or does, other than she sees like moments into the future.
Okay.
Apparently she could be in three places
at once. At the very end, we're like, what's happening? And then she started picking them up.
When you get more responsibility, the powers grow.
I've written like, that down.
I'm going to be responsible now. And then she became powerful. Yeah, that was bad.
That was one thing that passed me by, and I had to go back and be like, I'm sorry, did they just say the line?
You know what I mean? And when you're ready to take on the responsibility, great power will come.
Oof.
They repeat it.
That was, and they were like, isn't it? You know?
Oh, man.
That was a mouthy line.
Guys, I'm sorry. I can't keep going back. This villain is the worst villain I've ever
lived. Oh, man. He's so bad that they killed him with a falling Pepsi sign.
And he's like threatening this like IT person. He's like, you need to do better. And it's like, this is not threatening at all.
Like what was his motive ever?
His motive
aside
is,
from trying to not kill these girls, but like, what do you do?
So he stole the spider, and then what? Until he was worried about dying.
Right.
There was an ADR line where he says, I came from nothing and now I'm here. I can't lose it again. Lose what? You came from who? Like
you don't do anything.
You know?
All we know is that you're trying to just kill four girls because you had a vision.
Right.
And like in this interview I was listening to with the directors, like they were very much inspired by Terminator. You got this guy who's sent from can see the future and is going to stop these women from killing him. But like, you know, ultimately pushing them to his demise anyway. But like the fact that the visions that he was having and everything never connected. Just
he's
like
been haunted by these girls' visions
to a moment. It wasn't even building to the climax. It ended in a fucking firework factory with a Pepsi Cola sign on top.
And let's be honest, the fact that those three girls were never really the superheroes in this movie was kind of shitty, right? Like,
well, I guess, they never suit up, but I never,
they should
never
have, seemed to build that would have given it,
but
something,
they never had,
you know what I mean?
Powers or anything,
but they should have,
but
okay?
At the very end,
because
at the very end,
this entire time, no, but this entire time, they're like, madame, she sees the future,
madame,
and then you're like, okay, I get that, but. You know, we're watching this one now. There might not be a sequel. Let's let him do something. And every time they showed up, it was like in a... Anyway.
Can I give you my favorite arc of the entire story?
Let's hear it.
Is that at the beginning, you could tell she's a paramedic because she is so good.
Don't fucking say it.
At doing CPR.
Don't fucking
and
say it.
I was just like, at the beginning of this movie, I was like, man, she is so terrible at doing CPR. But I hope, you know, I just assumed that that whole like plot line or whatever, that element of her life will fall into the background. But no, that whole process became a storyline. She the fact that she was just like, he might poison you, but from all the visions you've had, he breaks their necks and kills them brutally. But just in case, his
maybe CPR, learn CPR. I know.
And let me show you how to do it incorrectly, that, and also just like every couple of pumps, hand it off to someone else.
I hated that.
That was so terrible. I could not believe that they went there, and that that was the resolution of the climax. It's like we gotta give a CPR.
It was one of those things where I knew they were gonna bring it back. You know what I mean? But when it actually happened, it was like, oh my fucking
God. I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Because yeah, after a certain point, because they've referenced it so many times, you're just like, there it is. They are for sure gonna reference it again. And sure enough,
also,
in the most
comical
way.
I'm sure it is exhausting to give CPR. But every, like, 2 seconds, they were like, I'm tired. Take over.
But it was just like, that's how she taught us, so we have to do it that way.
Yeah, but I was like, have a little initiative. You know what I mean? Like, get in that shit.
Well,
you
should
know
be able
mean?
To give adequate CPR for a solid 2 minutes.
What if you were the only person here? You know what I mean?
Give me, like, a stressful tracking shot of Sydney Sweetie really just, like...
Tits out, sweat. Sorry.
Sydney Sweeney did not do the CPR at the end. Her role was to pick her up from the water. That's what they did. So everyone had a role. She saved Cassandra Webb, and then the other two did this.
The other thing is, like, this whole thing about Sydney Sweeney, she was like, oh, I really read up on this character. I wanted all this stuff for the Spider-Woman character I'm playing. And she was only in it for, like, maybe 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
To be cast in that role.
Well, would I see this movie again? Actually, let me tell you the one thing that I paired it up to. I think the worst movie I ever saw was Wonder Woman 1984, as far as superhero movies go. Okay.
That was the worst one?
Wonder Woman 84?
That was worse than Ant-Man Quantumania, like, and
or Fantastic Four. The previous,
let me tell you this, both of you right now, because you're ganging up on me.
But okay,
100% Wonder Woman 84 was the worst movie. Okay, no, I was like, this
that's
might
a new
be
ranking.
This might be kind of bad. Movies. No, I think Madame. I think it was better. I think it was better than Wonder Woman 84.
Let's talk about this. This is a great segue. Let's talk about movies that were better, that Madame Web was better than. Because I do think that there are movies that are better than Madame Web.
Okay.
Madame Web. And, like, I also saw the last iteration of Sony Spider-Verse, Morbius. That movie.
Oh, yeah.
That is not good. And it's not even fun. And it's just dark. And it's just gloomy, and it plays all the tropes, and it does the exact same thing here, except it's not fun. Here, I guess maybe because we're movie insiders and we know all the ins and outs. I enjoyed seeing all the seams, and it was a little bit. I did eye roll, but I did laugh, and I did have a fun time with some of like the deliveries. You know, would I watch this movie again, drunk and high? Probably. Would I watch Morbius again? No. Would I watch Quantumania or Thor: Love and Thunder? Probably not again. You know what I mean? Like, these are...
Oh, I didn't think about Love and Thunder. You know, no, I think this movie was better than Love and Thunder.
Like,
I would watch
Daredevil?
It.
Daredevil?
Okay, so are you talking about Daredevil, the Ben Affleck one?
Sure.
Affleck one?
Bless you.
I was thinking about that movie while I was watching Madame Web. I was this is very 2003 superhero Sony movie. You know what I mean?
We were gonna say it.
Yeah,
it just felt like something I'd seen before, and I'd already seen Daredevil.
It's like they brought back the boss from that era. They're just like, man, yeah. We need you to like make our superhero movies good. He's like, I got this, guys.
And where are my spiders?
Where are my spiders?
Dude, that line. I mean, that's what I mean. It's so terrible that it's just, I'm laughing.
I was jokingly telling Miguel, bless you, but then that reminded me of a line in the movie when at the end she has her powers and she's just like, she's, I guess, flexing and she's like, bless you, Anya. And she's like,
talking
what?
About that?
I was like, that's how you want to show this?
This was the question I had. And I understand that it's, I guess, like comically, like in the comic books, part of the character. But she lost her vision. And I understand that's a severe thing. But why was she in a wheelchair?
I don't know why she was in a wheelchair. I think
I didn't quite catch. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Was she recovering?
Like she was like,
I don't know.
Oh, Kung Pao chicken is great.
Somebody said that it would have been way more interesting to have this character maybe already disabled, like in a wheelchair, and then she goes blind and develops this power. But to have like both of them just kind of thrown in and then
at the very end,
and it's like, yeah. Oh, well, now she's the superhero. Like she's already got her outfit. And she's telling
you. When they like, cut to it and she was wearing... She was wearing those like Apple Vision Pros, you know what I mean? I was like, okay, bitch, let's go. Like, what if I did the whole podcast like this for the rest of the episode? You know what I mean? it threw me off.
It was a little jarring. Like, why just you're living with these girls now and you're gonna call them out on their sneezes before they happen? You might as well just say like, oh, you're about to start your period or something. Like that's
what is
their eventual powers?
What they get powers? When?
Like, what is supposed to happen there?
I don't know. Anya is like good with tech, so she has that like tech spider, and then Sydney Sweeney has
like the
ghost spider webs. No,
ghost the other girl spider. Has
That's how she would say it too.
But then there's that, like, what's like the montage at the very end? It's like, you girls, I always believed in you girls. You girls are going to change everything. Did she say you girls? I don't know if I want to.
Maybe.
I don't want to miss.
Can I go through some of these quotes and maybe it will inspire more moments?
Let's go.
Or Miguel, do you have some moments you want to talk about?
No, please do it.
Okay, so I've talked about the CPR. Like after she's taken out of the river. And she's in the ambulance, and Adam Scar's like trying to make sure she's okay. She's just like, I just want to go home and watch Idol.
Ugh.
After a near-death experience.
Okay, but also, don't you have your comfort shows? You know what I mean?
Sure.
If you could be like, I just want to go catch my breath, you know?
Okay, yeah. You almost drown in a river, and you come back to me, all right? Let me know what you want to watch.
Run, Ugly Betty, one more time. I just got to catch my breath.
I'm going to go back and watch some Frasier. this one, I'm pretty sure, is the bad guy. Believe me, it's a good thing you had no idea today was the day you were going to die.
That was kind of the theme of a lot of the dialogue in this movie was... Yeah. You're really cramming a lot of words into this sentence.
This sentence, it's not organic. It just feels red.
Do you remember when?
What am I listening to? You know.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he was the FBI agent, and by flirting with her, he just negs her by giving her the playbill and then pulling it back. I was like, what a dick. All right.
Anyway. the doctor tells her, "Get some rest. Watch old movies."
Oh yes.
My diagnosis, you know, just watch old movies, you know.
Ed's like, please.
As if a doctor would ever say, why would they be so specific? I already read that. The guy, the bit on the subway with the guy not knowing where he was.
Yes.
He's like, am I on the right train?
Yes. He's like, I don't know,
he's on the other train and they all get on that train. Dude, and he's like, am I on the right train? And she's like, I don't know, man.
Every time, yes, that annoyed Dakota Johnson. It was like, yeah, babe, like, be more annoyed. Like, tell me. Oh, did I fuck up a little bit? All right.
Like, it was so sharp. You're just like, oh, man.
You should be sorry. I am. I am sorry.
So this was like when she's training them with the CPR.
Oh, okay.
And one of the girls said,
I'm tired.
I've never said this before in my life, but you're a real good teacher.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Ed.
I'm just like, fuck me.
That I thought was she was so gonna strange. Be like, you know what? Never in my life. Give me a high five right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like she was right after she was like, high fives are lame.
Yeah. That would have been like, a good arc. It's like, no, you're actually like a really good teacher. It's like for 5 seconds you guys haven't stopped squabbling, you know, bickering amongst each other.
I also didn't love that she was wearing that like red jacket the entire movie. You know what I mean? Why? They were like, oh, madame.
Like, you know, she was lost in the 70s.
They were like, madame, she's coming. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the movie, she's all red. She's like, redded out. You know,
and the glasses
mean?
Again.
Yeah. Like, why are you in the Amazon where your mother died studying spiders?
I think I minded the jacket.
Before she died.
It just didn't feel... It just, like, everything felt like it... wasn't given that much consideration. Like the bad guy's outfit.
Did you see the someone made a hypercut of like Madame Web versus Cans? And
Cans?
Yeah, Cans. So what they if you ever rewatch it, when she gets a can out of the vending machine, she's just like doing this.
What?
Throughout the whole conversation. And then when she goes to that barbecue baby shower thing, they give her a Pepsi. And she's like, come on, man, you couldn't give me a beer? And then she has that Pepsi in her hand. She's doing the exact same thing.
I get that, though.
But that's a direction to not open
it. It's performative. I don't want to open it, you know?
No, it's a direction from somebody to say, don't open the can because we need to have continuity. So she, as an actor, has to find a way to not open the can, but it's like lasting way too long for 30 seconds. She's just like rubbing
it. It's like the cryptex from
yes.
The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. If I can find that clip, I'll show it to you.
Miguel, you referenced the bit where they were in the car and like she was scolding them for going dancing on the table in the diner. And like... The delivery on this was so wooden. We're listening this time, Cassie. And the other girl says, yeah, and we won't be impulsive.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was like...
It's just, like, no subtlety.
And the way that she's stringing all these webs together, you know what I mean? They were like, bad dialogue to bad dialogue. Yeah. Let's go.
In every scene, there was at least one just bad delivery.
Ed, before, did you write down the lyrics to Toxic by Britney Spears?
No.
Could you sing it right now?
Baby,
can't you see?
I'm falling.
No, I loved that moment. I just read the Britney Spears book earlier this year, so when they were like, oh, I was like, yes, let's go.
So this song actually like came out in, this movie was set in 2003. This song came out January 2004.
Luis, when you say things like that, it makes me angry, okay? I just tried to enjoy this moment, okay? Oh.
Well, you know what? You say January 2004.
What else happened in January 2004?
No. But so this movie is set in 03, but the director said that this movie was supposed to be kind of set during like Christmas, December.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, like that was like a thing, and then it just kind of went away. So maybe it came out in the year. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm making justifications for this film.
No. Like a couple Christmases right before this movie, 9/11 happened.
Oh, wait.
Madam Web, you can check it out on all your VODs, Apple TVs, Firefox things. Madam Web, not...
And one of those... No, no.
Let's say it one more time, because like, let's put this movie behind us.
It's never coming behind.
My damn web.
I wish the villain was French, and then she would be in the hospital room, and then
that would have made so much more sense.
He would have picked up her like,
it would have made so much more French.
To be like, ah, Madame Web.
I want to see what spider is in French.
Spider.
I definitely think, like I said, I definitely think there are other superhero movies that are worse. I think this is just so fun how like on the nose things are. I don't know. I don't think Kraven the Hunter is going to be as fun as this. I think Kraven the Hunter is going to be way more serious. And the action is going to be way drier and not great.
Yeah.
Like, at least this one made me laugh. Will Kraven the Hunter make me laugh? Probably not. Will it invigorate me? Will it inspire me? All right, that's Madam Web. Unless we have anything else to say.
No. Madam Web.
Madam Web. Okay.
That should be our sign off for this episode.
No, I have a sign off from this movie already. I'm gonna say.
Nice.
Let's go into what we're into. Anybody?
Miguel.
I'm gonna lay down. Miguel's already done with this podcast.
No, I'm done. Yeah. We shouldn't have done Madame Web. I watched a couple movies this week. Okay. I'm going to talk about Ad Astra, you guys.
Okay.
You seen it?
Nope.
We saw it in theater together, did we not?
Didn't we?
Did we not? Old boy.
I was watching it, I was like, I definitely saw this in theaters. I couldn't have told you who I saw it with. Apparently you.
Yeah, well, you. Why would you remember a special memory like that?
Well, was it special? My review, Ad Astra. I didn't love this movie, okay? But I watched it solely because SNL, a couple weeks ago, they did a whole Ad Astra sketch.
What? Why?
Hello.
Wait, who was the guest on that?
Josh Brolin. It was the whole bit was he was on a plane and one of the cast members was watching him watch Ad Astra with his headphones on. And he was like, oh, my Kindle's dead. Like, let me watch Ad Astra with no sound. And he kept saying, like, Ad Astra's doing this. And he was like, you're talking about Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? Like, his name is not Ad Astra. You know what I mean? And immediately after watching that, I was like, I gotta watch Ad Astra. Like, when's the last time I saw that? Man, what a movie. It's like almost there. It is kind of like a therapy session. I don't know who wrote it, but it feels like something they were dealing with their dad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were like, let me write a movie. And it's kind of like what is happening for most of it. But it's like visually kind of awesome. Some moments are really tight and gripping, but the payoff at the end is kind of like, I don't know why I watch this. And it felt very on theme because I watched Madam Web this week. By the end of Madam Web, I was like, I don't really know
why I watched this.
But some moments were really tight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, certain scenes, but I remember it being like overlong.
If you watched it tomorrow, you would remember those scenes. You know what I mean? Like when they come up, you're like, "Oh yeah, I did. I do like this."
Like on the moon, that was fun.
Yeah, but when you get to the end, you're kind of like, "This is overlong. I'm ready for this to be done." I don't love this, but again, I was on a Brad Pitt kick for the last few weeks.
I'm not a big fan of James Gray, generally, I think.
The director?
Yeah. He did The Immigrant, We Own the Night, and I feel the same way about all of his movies. I don't think they ever land. I think they're just kind of depressing, usually.
I'm down with, like, depression. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Sometimes you want to...
But, like, there's... Sometimes there's, like, catharsis with it. It's very late in Boston.
I didn't even want to talk about this movie, okay?
It's 11:27 in Boston.
But yeah, no, Ad Astra, I've got something else to talk about. But Ed.
So am I allowed to talk about Drive Away Dolls or no? Because I don't think Miguel watched it. Ed,
you have exactly 5 seconds to get through all of these movies that you have listed.
Love Lies Bleeding, starring Kristen Stewart. She's about as interesting as a plank of wood. Drive Away Dolls is a fun film. Kung Fu Panda, I took Lily to go see. It wasn't any special.
Okay. Wow, wow, he did it.
It wasn't 5 seconds, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about, because what are we going to talk about next week? Who knows?
I do have a suggestion for next week, but let's talk about it after we're done recording.
Oh, okay, great. What am I into? I don't know. I watched Madam Web a couple times, I guess. Yeah, I watched it with
he was Miguel. Like, let me break this down, okay?
I watched it with Miguel, and then I watched it, and I finished it because I couldn't finish with him. And then Sarah was like, oh, I need to watch a movie on the plane. Let's watch Madam Web. And so I watched it, and then she passed out. And then I just watched the whole thing. So
good for her. I would have slept through it if I could have. You know what I mean? Ed last week was like, let's watch Madam Web for our feature discussion. I was like, okay, let me pay attention. You know what I mean? Let me lock in.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to watch.
I just thought that was like the vibe. I thought you guys were vibing and just like, oh we're going to watch Madam Web in Denver. And I was just like, yeah, I'm on board. I want to be your friend. And yeah, I figured it would be a fun discussion, which it was.
Tune in next week. We have our 100th episode coming up. 100 episodes. Can you believe it? Ed, it better be good. Whatever your idea is for the future discussion.
I mean, it might not be. I don't know. You might hate it.
Are we gonna tune in next week. We'll talk about something important. We'll also talk about some news. We'll talk about what we're into. And listen, it's been me, Luigi. With me's Ben.
Miguel Sanchez.
And Edward Paul.
And in the words of Madam Web, don't do dumb things.